This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
We got Amber Mason and Ed Stoven in the house.
I'm here.
Not for 1 hour, but two. So Audrey's had her head buried in her phone making notes.
That's why you just called me Amber.
Reading to us, which we haven't quite figured out what that's all about, but Ed and I are very respectful, and we just let her rattle on for 20 minutes.
Ed knows what I'm talking about.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Of course, Audrey knows what she's talking about.
Now, that's debatable. We'll have to talk about that another time. Hey, Alpha Site Logistics, if you're doing an event out in the desert, or if you're just doing an event anywhere, you need to give these guys a call. They serve mainly the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You can call them at 760-352-8383. I'll do it slow. 760-352-8383. And you can ask for a quote today. Just give them what you're looking to do, what the square footage is, how many of those units you need. They'll hook you right up. And I bet if you mention you heard it on Racer Radio, you might get a discount. Stranger things have happened. Can't guarantee it, but give it a shot. You can also visit their website or visit, their Facebook. They're just too young for a website, I guess. www.facebook.com/AlphaSiteLogistics. And even for a better discount, tell them Audrey sent you. So it's kicking, chickens.
Oh, not a whole lot of. They just sponsored our Superstition Desert Cleanup last weekend. We kind of touched base on it. We had we were out at Superstition on Saturday last weekend.
You almost filled up a dumpster.
We did pretty good removing a bunch of trash out of there. I was actually really impressed. We had some people go and dig out a burned up pop-up trailer. Somebody, you know, one of those old school, '60s or '70s.
That you would never live in.
It's this tiny little crank.
Yeah, you would never live in it.
Down.
Yeah, you would never live in it.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to squish it. Somebody's got a 72, 73 Chevy short bed truck out in the desert because somebody posted they were shooting it up with you know, bullets.
Yeah, target shot.
Using a SIG.
Yeah.
So we need to take a tow truck, go out there and get that thing.
David Byram, Wymore Metals
out in El Centro. He's got the juice. He always comes out. I've marked a couple of different cars that have been out at like Painted Gorge.
I need to go get him and drag him in.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. Yeah.
Can't we leave it out there for a few weeks for a target practice?
Dude, that thing's got so many holes in it. It looks like Swiss cheese. So it's been there a while. Wow. I was surprised. Wow. And you're the first one I thought of.
Of course.
Oh. Holy trucks.
So much.
Holy trucks. Go get them.
Yeah. Last weekend we were hosting our event and we got a letter of approval from the BLM. Yeah, we work with the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management.
They liked you for doing that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what was the oddest thing you found?
Well, one of our volunteers who didn't know any better picked up a couple of what he thought was spent ordinances. And brought him back to camp and wanted to show him to us.
Hey, look what I found.
Yeah, and I immediately looked over and went,
That doesn't look spent.
You might want to set that down very gingerly.
Very carefully.
There might be money in the bank there. It's not spent yet.
Yeah, no, it unfortunately was not a spent round.
So was it, a 50 cal?
It's a little bit larger than a 50 cal, but they referred to it. I forget. But we actually had the Naval Air Force come. We had some sailors, a crew of sailors.
You were surrounded by sailors.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh, flush my heart.
Oh, especially that Commander
and firemen.
Perkins.
That yes. And firemen. I know. You're going to cause you to have a heart attack.
Eyelashes were moving up and down.
I may have batted my eyes. I may have pulled out my challenge coins, too.
I'm sure you did.
I'm very big on the challenge coins, the military challenge coins.
You got to make your own.
I probably should. This is what I got last weekend for this event. Commander Perkins actually gave me his personal Naval Air Force El Centro Pearl of the Desert.
I bet it was beautiful, coin. Too.
It is absolutely stunning. I am.
You could always make a necklace
so
out of it.
Ooh, now you're talking.
No, not challenge coins. You can never cut a hole in a challenge. No. You cannot damage a challenge coin. Okay. Military.
They can put a thing around it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking about blowing a hole.
I would drill
a
hole in it. What do I know?
Yeah, well, you break out the old.
I got a drill press.
Look, it's sparking gold.
Yeah. Well, they helped us clean up for the majority of the day. They came out. We talked about the fences going in and what's being installed on the backside of Superstition on the dip. We've talked about it for the last couple weekends. So he was really happy that we are trying to make awareness of that and what's going on out there with it. Mm-hmm. Because it is going to be, you know.
So what is going on out there?
They are putting in the fencing, right, from a mile or two on actual Huff Road, and then they're going to 90-degree it down Emler to almost a sand dune.
So this
right?
is the border from the Superstition off-road vehicle open area and the bombing range.
Yes.
And what happens is a lot of off-roaders wander into the bombing range. They may know or they may not know. The signs are not very good.
No.
And so people go in there, and there's trails and hills, and it looks like fun.
And it looks like it's an actual trail that you're supposed to be following.
And what happens is the Navy pilots are trying to practice their stuff.
Yeah.
And they go to all the trouble to get ready to, you know, they get the airplanes ready. The pilots are ready.
Yep.
They schedule.
The
ground crew. It's a big deal to do these exercises.
Yeah.
And they go up and they're flying. And, okay, they get to the bombing range and they really drop stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's stuff on the ground. Sometimes they're fake ones. And sometimes they're live ordnance. And they're going to drop. And, oh, no, there's off-roaders down there. We got to abort this mission.
Mm-hmm.
So it really cost U.S. government a lot of tax money and readiness.
It costs us a lot of money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I already pay enough taxes. I don't want to pay extra because some screwy guy went in the wrong place and they had to call off the practice run. Mm-hmm. So they're putting in a three-wire fence, smooth wire, not barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like knee, waist, and chest, shoulder high. And it's going to go from Huff Road all the way to the east side of Superstition Mountain, over by where Imler Road comes in, you mentioned. And they're going to run it along Huff Road between the paved road and the bombing range to the north of the open area.
Yeah,
just a little, plenty far, just to keep people from going around it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a half mile or something. Yeah. That should be plenty. That's fine. It's their land. They can do what they want. I would prefer it all to be open for off-roading, but you know, I'm happy we have what we do.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, take what you can get.
One thing that I learned last weekend that they do when they do shooting, a lot of people don't realize that towards Plaster City, when you're coming down Wheeler Road, there's a second bombing range that is over towards Plaster City and in between Plaster City, Painted Gorge, and Superstition. And there's another area there. And a lot of people don't know that that's a bombing range either and go and play over there. And I found out this weekend that they've been doing a lot of laser testing over in that area. And
so don't look at the laser
during the day. Yeah. During the at night, you can kind of see these lasers, but during the day, you cannot see these lasers.
No.
And they ricochet just like, I didn't know lasers ricocheted. So if they hit a piece of metal or something like that, just like a bullet, it's going to actually ricochet. So that was something else I learned that.
Do you know there's a tank over there? In that bombing range?
And yes, I do.
One of Saddam Hussein's from the first Gulf War, they grabbed one of his tanks and they put it over there.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, there's a lot of stuff around. That's like ground zero for shooting and bombing.
Yeah, that's the key target that they go after. So it's a big deal. All right.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got another hour and 45 minutes right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, so we were kind of chatting a little bit about the cleanup. How many cleanups do you guys do a year, would you say?
We're involved in two or three.
Yeah, well, we did the Ocotillo Wells. We do Superstition. We do a Painted Gorge. Then we host
the highway cleanups.
We do the dunes cleanup.
The dunes cleanup is big, but I didn't even think of the highway cleanup.
The highway cleanup.
The one I always am walking down the highway.
So have you ever gone out there and not have to pick up anything?
I wish I could say. My husband asks because I'm passionate about it. So my husband asks for weekend off because I will be going in the middle of the dunes and I'll be like, stop! And, and it'll be.
There's a beer can!
I always have a trash picker with me. I'll make him turn around and go back and go pick it up. The number one thing that I find that I just absolutely hate is those stupid Chinese lanterns. They are my biggest.
Now, what's a Chinese lantern for people that like China?
The Chinese lanterns are...
Aren't they just a paper bag?
It's a wire frame that's a circular frame, and it's made with some paper mache and...
Just paper.
But it's that super
thin paper.
Yeah,
And the wire frame has a little pad in the middle.
That has a
flammable fluid in it, and you light that fluid and you hold the paper up, and it becomes a balloon, like the heat
from the fire fills the balloon in the center of it.
And then the thing takes off, and it slowly floats into the sky, and it floats around until it runs out of fuel, and it comes back down.
And lands wherever.
And they can go for miles.
You can pay.
I've seen them way up there.
You can pay a lot of money, and you can get one that's made with bamboo and this special paper, and it's only got so much fuel, and it goes up, 100 yards and comes back down. But nobody buys those ones because they're a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. They buy the cheap ones that you can get for a two dozen for $6, and they take them out.
So why don't they ban those?
They should. They are banned. In Ocotillo Wells, they are banned.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about the Bureau of Land Management.
They're banned on Bureau of Land Management property as well.
And how many people know that? Three.
Three. You and her and
I. Yeah. Exactly. See, and that goes right back to the fence, to the bombing range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nobody in their right mind would go into a bombing range that had any brains if there was signage and and fencing.
I wish I could say that. There are the
I've known guys that willingly go riding through there. I've known them.
They know that there's hard trails, harder, trails.
Well, they know there's trails to stay on, and they're not going to go screaming out in the middle of the range.
Yeah.
Well, all this takes is blow one up. That's all it's going to take. Then
one guy, was in the wrong place 12 years ago.
I think it was about 12 years ago.
Did he get blown up?
A dud got embedded in his fender.
It went through his Jeep.
It went into his Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got hit.
What's funny is
it was dropped far away from him, but you know how fast the plane's going and the thing just tumbled across the desert.
It went through his Jeep?
It embedded in his fender.
Okay, so
You ever skid a rock?
Yeah.
That's bounces down the desert. Big bomb.
So make my day. He sued the government. Come on, make my day.
No, I don't know what happened.
Of course he did.
He sued the government?
Yeah, he did.
Of course he did.
He was in the wrong place.
And he would say there's no signage, there was no fencing. I didn't know.
I don't know.
You tried to blow up my Jeep.
Buy me a new fender.
No, buy me a new Jeep.
Unfortunately, a lot of the signs that are there are 100 yards apart. Yeah. And
100 years old.
They're almost 50. I want to say 40, 50 years old. They're so, you can't hardly read most of the ones that are left.
Are you making headway for these signs?
yes, we are making headway for these signs. It's been a long time coming. We've been working with the BLM for a few years asking. We've asked for, I think, 5 years straight now.
Four years straight now
since we got kicked out of being able to host an event at the event. Yeah, at the dip area. And so we have been working since then to try and push forward something with the military.
Yeah, we ask, you know, what can we do to get this?
Well, they
want to
be proactive or reactive, and you guys want to be proactive. In other words, you want the signs up before somebody blows up, and they're waiting for that person to be blown up.
Yeah.
Well, they're tired of having their bombing missions scuttled.
Yeah.
So they're going.
That's why the new fences and new signs are going in.
But I'm just saying, it's taking them how long to get upset that they're bombing?
It's been a few years.
Uh-oh, that one guy.
You see the picture I sent you from the flyer from the lady from the Navy? It says they're going to start and complete the fence in March of 2021.
Yeah, I think that was an error. I think I meant to say May because
March. I went over there last Saturday.
Is it all done?
I rode the whole border, and there's nothing.
I didn't even see where they went through an orange marked with like spray paint where they're gonna go and drill the hole. You know, usually you see it surveyed out prior to, and it's gonna be set up. But I think that they meant to say 2021 to 2022.
I think it was a typo.
Or I want to say they meant until May.
I'd sure be surprised if they could finish it this month.
It's not going to take them that long install it. Well, it's not that big of an error. It's not going to take them that long
about
to install it.
About a mile or two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Two miles? Yeah, I think so.
But it's so important.
It is very important.
All it's going to take is one fatality, and then everybody's going to say...
They'll lose their minds.
They're going to lose their minds.
And the worst thing is that could cause a problem for our off-road area.
Yes.
They could just say, we have people coming in, so we can't have off-roading anymore.
Yeah.
That's our solution, is to ban
off... Which I don't think that they would do, because, you know, the military supports it.
And we don't want to have that
but
fight.
The people on the left could make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
There are people, Sierra Club types.
They see a little crack in the armor and they start hammering their wedge.
I know.
As enthusiasts should be cognizant of that and do everything humanly possible not to put ourselves in those types of situations.
Yeah.
And we need to tell anybody that goes off-roading, the rental companies, the stores that sell product.
Well, the key thing that they need to realize is the military ordnance that are out there. Literally, there's hundreds of thousands of bombs in this area. They've been using this area since before World War II, near the Salton Sea, and this whole area. They've been dropping bombs there forever. And what is now the bombing range was not what the bombing range was 50 years ago. It was much larger, and it's been shrunken down to this particular area, right?
Let me be the devil's advocate, if I may. If you are going to go do something in an area, I don't care how big it is, and you're dropping something, okay, wouldn't you think the next day you'd bring out a bunch of troops and clean the area, pick up any ordnance, pick up any residue, pick up any shell casings, and then when the next bombing raid comes through, then you go out afterwards the next day, bring a bunch of privates.
Wait, and then you can tell where your bombs hit?
What a concept. But see, for
drop
them and leave them. Like you said, there's millions of ordnance out there.
Yes, there's.
And it's not like you don't have a workforce that'll work for cheap.
They do it daily, but I do know that they do occasionally go out and clean them up, because I've seen the graveyard, and I've been to the graveyard of the spent round. Like, there's literally shells that are bigger than me.
So they don't even take them away? They just make a graveyard out of them?
Well, it's a fenced-in area with barbed wire all around it's got all these sensors and
give
a camera watching
it. Give it to the homeless. They'll trade it in as metal, and they can end up at a hotel in La Jolla.
Well, see, I don't think they want that. I think they want to keep it because, you know, you never know.
You don't want anybody
to
look at it.
When we went to World War II, what did they do? They pulled out all of our – they went to all of the dumps, and they started pulling metal out of all the dumps, and they pulled all – you know, so that they could fabricate everything. So, you know –
But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, when you stop and think about it, somebody could have very easily said, hey, nice run today, guys. Take all those basic training troops out there with little metal detectors and – You've got an area 5 miles by 5 miles. Get on it.
That's a good point. A load up that trailer.
Well, I mean, and then when you're done with it, guess what? The next bombing raid.
That's what we preach, but.
You know, yeah. But I think from the airplanes, they can see down and know what they do.
Then go pick it up.
And the satellite.
Then they know right where to go.
They know exactly where to go.
Pack it in or bomb it in, bomb it out.
We'll let the military run their program. We'll run our show.
But you know what, though? You never know who's listening. You never know. Somebody in the military might say, holy moly, that's a really good idea.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
Well, because you got all these basic trainees, you know, that going through the program, and you got to do something with them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Teach them how to clean
and exercise.
Operate their rifle.
Well, teach them how to clean a war zone, even though the next war we have will probably be
cyber.
It'll
be a cyber war.
How to off-road through the desert safely and navigate through the desert.
That's
safely.
What every recruit wants to do.
Yep.
Absolutely.
There's nothing they would rather do than take a Hummer out there
and have fun.
We need to see the capability of this vehicle.
Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, did you hear that? 2022 GMC Hummer EV auctioned off at Barrett.
No.
$2.5 million.
Is it the first electric Hummer?
It's the first one. The one
that was the one I had. That's the one I had.
You drove it?
I didn't actually get to drive it. I got to sit in it.
Off. Yeah.
And all the funds went to the Towers charity.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. $2.5 million. All money went to the Towers of what is it? You know what? Heroes of Towers of Heroes, or but anyway, it's the one for 9/11 and the first responders. Yeah, $2.5 million.
Wow.
That little trivia question.
That's fun.
Since you're talking about Hummers,
I wish we could get Audrey in a Hummer for Rebel.
No, we're gonna get her in a Nissan Frontier.
Frontier. That's a good looking one.
Have you seen the new one?
Have
you
seen? No offense to Ford, but the Nissan looks way better.
Have you seen a picture of the new one?
Yes.
It's
nice. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. They did a nice job, and they. Especially the Pro 4, where it's got all the off-road goodies.
Pro 4, that's a real four-wheel drive, transfer case,
capable
off-road vehicle.
Oh, yeah, very much
probably
so.
Probably has lockers with a button in the front.
And they need to get it. They need to get it out there. So hopefully we can get that for Audrey Mason and
for
Nicole.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Audrey, who's vice president of San Diego Off-Road Coalition, and our secretary, Nicole Honsted, have entered the Rebel Rally, which is a big, prestigious, all-female driving competition. They drive from the Reno area down to the Imperial Sand Dunes. Yep. They have to find many, many checkpoints, and they have no electronic aids. They only have paper maps and a compass, maybe a protractor and a straight edge.
That's right. Yep. And you'll know Audrey because she'll just be going around and around.
Yeah,
what,
but
circling
if she goes,
everybody else?
No, just circling. Because
if
I
she goes in a circle, those will be fast circles.
Well, you're not navigating.
Because
you'll be
she drives like.
Thanks, Dave.
You'll be hammering anything in front of you. Trees, bushes, other cars.
I don't do that.
You go to King
I
of the Hammer.
I preserve the natural.
Lord save anything in front of her.
Yeah, you'll go over those bushes. I get it.
No.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're all listening to RC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio with FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey Mason. We got Ed Stovin in the house, and this segment's brought to you by
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you're stuck on the side of the road, you're stuck at a construction site, need to get some help, go ahead and give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire a call in Santee, 619-596-2800. He's take care of all your automotive needs. He was one of our sponsors for the Superstition Desert Cleanup, and he donated oil changes for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How cool. Because they do automotive as well?
General automotive maintenance as well. So.
I'll be darned. I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. I thought they just...
I need oil change. Wow.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to have them do my air filter and oil change after all the sand duning I did at Superstition. I can't believe how much sand is at Superstition.
You're missing one. Cabin filter.
Yes.
Because the cabin filter is what keeps you safe and healthy.
Yes.
And most people don't think about a cabin filter, and that's what cars have got nowadays. You really need to have it.
I've ever changed one.
Every time I get my oil changed.
Never, ever, ever been a cabin filter on your car. Unless it was in the back seat. I'm telling you. Your car, when it was built, didn't even know what a cabin filter was. No offense.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do have a filter. You have an air filter.
I got an air filter. I've changed it.
And you know where the pickup is in the wheel well.
Look, it is? That's where the air goes in?
That's where it comes in.
Okay, I'll be careful with my tires.
Well, it's just such a stupid place to put an air inlet. Right.
No dust comes off my tire when I'm driving.
Thank God you don't go off road with that.
Yeah, I never go off road.
You got to get a snorkel.
I've seen those. I don't know. Is there a river around here I can drive?
No, but it's also clean air.
It's clean air and it's cool air.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is nice.
Better performance.
That's not the thing I'm putting my life into.
I seen somebody put one on backwards. So, in other words, instead of the supercharge? Well, I was thinking about it.
Why would they stick it on backwards?
Because if it's frontwards, it sucks in the rain if it's raining, really, when you stop and think about it.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay. What if it's raining? Like it rains twice in California a year.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd put mine on an electric swivel.
I'd put it on an electric swivel.
So we were talking about the bombing range and the desert cleanup. So we have a certain love for this area, the superstition area. Our organization puts on a big event out there every year, the Lost Lizard Fun Run. Mm-hmm. Audrey has chaired it for 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you put on an event like this, like there's challenges from beginning to end. That first one we did over there, we got our permit for the event, was hand delivered to us an hour after the event started.
Well, at least they're on time.
So we've been working on the permit for 6 months.
We knew it was approved. We just didn't get it.
Let's just go ahead as if we had it. And thank you.
And just say, anyway, well, don't you have it? No, I thought you had it. No, I think you have it. No, I don't know.
The BLM staff brought the permit.
No, but that's
over.
What I would say within the organization.
I think you. So even establishing a date for an event is full of challenges. So we're trying to get our date for our this fall event. I say this fall because we still are not sure of the date. So we would love Halloween. We've narrowed it down to two.
Uh-huh.
So before we say that, so we'd love to have it on Halloween, which would be fun. We could have haunted checkpoints.
But
the BLM doesn't want us to have an event on a holiday weekend because their staff is too spread out. Okay.
Holiday weekends are big weekends for the desert. Glamis is always hit super hard. Buttercup, Gordon's Wells, and you get a lot more people out there. Yeah.
And okay, well, we'll live with that. So what we like the first Saturday in November. So November 6th. Oh darn, the motorcycle racers got that day. They won't allow two events in the same region at the same time. So we lost that date.
Overstaffed. Yeah.
So we're thinking October 23rd. Which is viable. We could do it. It could be nice weather. It could be really hot.
Yep.
It could be 105 degrees. It could be 75 degrees.
Yep.
So then November 13th, that's actually our preferred date, and we're working on that date. But 2 days before is Veterans Day, so that's a weekend. That's a holiday weekend, but it's not as big of a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And then also there's the changing of the flag in Glamis that same day. And that is an event out there.
And that's a big event. That pulls 100,000 people out to Glamis.
So we're like, it's hard to...
Why not November 42nd? No one's going to be using that date.
22nd?
No, 42nd. Just ask them, can we have the 42nd? Because nobody has anything scheduled for November 42nd.
That's guaranteed. Is that the same as December 11th?
No, I just tell them I want November 42nd. See how far you get with it.
Well,
it'll run it up the flagpole. Maybe somebody will figure it out.
Well, it's being run up the flagpole right now for the 13th because the 13th pulls a lot of staff for the changing of the flags in Glamis. There pulls a lot of people for the changing of the flags in Glamis. So,
why do they do a changing of the flag in Glamis?
It's an annual event. There's a destination that everybody goes to. It's an American flag. It's kind of like the swing set that I show you, all the carnage that happens when people crash at the doubles. It's a jump that everybody jumps at.
I don't do that jump.
but I'm still wondering. But why do they swap flags on
It's
that
a military.
Does it get worn out?
Weekend. Yeah, so it's not exactly worn out because they change it every. Yeah, it's the Veterans Weekend.
Because
so
when a flag is out in the wind, it's after wore a while, out.
That, if it's in the desert for a year, it's
long,
wore out.
Yes, all year long, and it's a destination for everybody to ride to out in Glamis.
All right, so it's kind of a
it's a huge thing. It actually draws a lot of people. It's a big event to hear back because
we're up against them. We want to do it that same day.
Yeah, well, because if everybody's already going to be out there, what's the difference of having?
Well, that's 50 miles away from us, and if all their staff are at that, they can't have any staff at ours. Mm. Now we've had 5 great events on their land, and they've figured out by now that we don't need a lot of their staff at our event.
Because you have your own staff.
We have our own people, and we don't really.
But we're a
family-oriented
event. We don't have.
We're not Burning Man.
We're not exactly.
We're not Burning Man.
It's not.
Thought I'd throw
we're
it
not
in.
It's burning
not a
pallets.
Race. We're out there to have a good time. It's not a timed event. Right. It's not a rally or a race. It's a do it at your own pace and your own leisure.
It's a poker run.
And the course is open from this amount of time. And you and your family can
ride,
go out,
ride
a good
at your leisure.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And we give you destinations to go to. So it's a 25 to 30 mile poker run with checkpoints every so often.
Right.
So you have kids
and
that
it's
are
not
on,
a speed
on
50s,
run. 70s, 110s. You know, you're with your family and they got to be able to make it. You take a break at the checkpoint, play some games, earn some raffle tickets to play in the raffle that night. It's a really fun family oriented.
Yeah.
It's really good for newbies that have not been out to the desert before. Gives you a beautiful tour of the area, so you can
a marked route people can follow and without getting lost. There's people around and you go from marker
checkpoint to checkpoint.
Well, they're in between the checkpoint. The checkpoints could be 5 miles apart.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So but you can always see the next marker from any marker. You can say, okay, I'll go to that one. I go to that one. So you don't get lost.
So you can't get lost.
And if you break down, there's plenty of people to help you. So if you've never been to the desert and you're like, I really want to go, but I'm nervous, this is a great way to get introduced to the desert. Yep. It's going to be safe. There's going to be a lot of friendly people
around.
Is this
supported by all the local off-road businesses?
Yes. Yep. Right. Yeah, we go through, and that's who usually gives us sponsorships. We reach out, we take our flyer to them, we let them know.
Four-wheel
they
parts.
They throw money at us, they throw raffle prizes at us so that we can earn money with our raffle tickets that we sell on site.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I just filled out the raffle permit and got it submitted. So,
really?
Yep, I just did
but
that.
But that's through the state.
Yep, that's
right?
The state. That's the Secretary
25
of State.
Bucks?
We do a nonprofit raffle permit every year.
And by the way, a lot of people don't know that if you want to hold a raffle, the state only allows nonprofit organizations to do that.
Yes.
So it's like a church or a group like ours, you know, or
like
March
if
of,
I wanted
March
to do it,
dimes.
I couldn't.
Like a business can't do it.
I
An
can't
individual
do it.
Can't do it. Even if you say you're donating the proceeds to wherever, only a nonprofit can do that.
Yep, that is correct.
And I've seen people do it, business, they weren't, and it makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it just makes it bad for everybody else.
Exactly. Wait,
they're breaking the law and they're. You know, there it's
well, a lot of people hold 50-50 drawings. California made a rule against that. You can't hold 50-50 drawings anymore.
Car shows do it all the time.
I know. And it's actually illegal for them in the state of California.
That's gambling.
Yeah.
What are those great big buildings out by my house with a bunch of Indians running around it? And I hear cash registers all
Oh, those are independent nations.
Yes.
Oh.
Out there by Viejas.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to
Saquon,
say that word.
Saquon. Barona. Amul.
Yeah.
We had to start our own Indian reservation.
I've never been in.
You got any Indian in you?
Oh, my husband does.
Perfect. Let's do it.
they had a casino out there in his family's out there. I remember going in and looking around and I don't know. Right across the street from Acorn Casino.
Your husband has a casino?
You know, there's a casino on either side of the highway. They're different tribes. You can throw a rock from
out
one
by,
to the other.
Out by...
Yeah, Acorn.
Golden Acorn.
Acorn.
Well, I know there's
what was
Acorn.
It called up above it?
What's the other? Little Acorn?
No, it was. Oh my God!
Why
can't I remember?
It was 212. I know
Cafe.
The motocross track.
I know the track.
I don't remember the casino name, but I went in there.
But there is
once.
I didn't know there was two of them out there.
It used to be. They closed.
They used to be
they
closed
opened.
Down.
They didn't get any customers, and they closed.
Yeah.
But they're two separate tribes. So
we would go
Audrey's husband KJ is in the family of that side,
and he's the chief.
No.
He's one of the guys.
Yeah, he actually the chief that just passed away, Nick, just passed away not too long ago. And yeah, that was basically like one of his good friends growing up's dad. And that was, when we would go sweat, that's who we went and sweated with.
Okay. We won't go any farther than that.
Never done an Indian sweat before?
No, I don't like to sweat.
Oh yeah, they have this special. I know that's
you sit in the tent,
rocks, and
you get all that, mm-hmm. and you.
Do you have to eat peyote?
Yeah, you have to eat peyote,
something like that, or
no,
or
it's white. What's just sweating out all your own body toxins?
What do you call it? White chia or white chia or some stuff that they. I got a friend of mine.
I'm not familiar enough.
I never done it, but you've done that.
I've done it.
You
I've
sit
sweated.
There for a day and
yeah.
sweat.
I've
it's
never,
hot.
I've never done peyote.
All I have to do is go to the bathroom and come back, and I'm sweating, so that's good for me. Just that walk to the bathroom is enough for my little sweat
your constitution
to get happy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guess what? We're going to take another break right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, is that Chris Wiley guy advertised here?
Yeah, Chris Wiley, PRMI, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Check him out in Alpine if you're looking to redo your mortgage, looking to buy a new home. He's the man to help you out. He specializes in FHA and VA loans. He can help you refi. He can... get you taken care of, 619-722-1303. Again, that's Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. at 619-722-1303.
And he is an off-roader.
That's right. He likes motorcycles.
He really does. That and his big Ram diesel.
I was just eating at 67 Cafe the other day, and he's got his advertisement on all their mugs.
I know, and he's got it on their menu. I've been to the 67 in quite a while.
I love
a lot of food.
The one right by the Lakeside Rodeo?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a lot of food, right?
That's a lot of food. Yeah, they're big portions.
Yeah. I used to know the old owner. I guess there's a new owner because it used to be Brenda.
Brenda. It's still Brenda.
I heard that she
did she give in? I don't know. She was just in there. I was there last week.
Oh, well,
she
then
was there.
She must still be there.
Yeah.
Ooh, next time you'd go in and see if they want to advertise with us.
Oh, I can definitely Brenda
will.
Do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Brenda's big on off-roading. And, I mean,
she always supports.
We had breakfast there before we went out that time. Yeah. That was delicious.
Well, they got a room in the back. That might even be a backup for your meetings.
They don't do it at night, I've asked.
That's right. They're done at 2 in the afternoon.
They're done at 2 in the afternoon.
Lunch
place.
Yeah, I forgot. We were going to turn that into a NASCAR room so people could go and watch NASCAR and motocross and all that stuff.
I'm in.
It's got all the advertisements. Every time I'm in there and I see the Dale Earnhardt stuff, I think about you
every time.
Kenny Wallace is up on the wall.
Everybody.
It's
really cool. Mm-hmm. It's really,
I love it.
Yeah, they do a good job. All right, so back on track.
Yes, back on track. So we were talking about our lost lizard, so hopefully everybody comes out
to found that. Have you ever found it?
Become a member.
Some people found
the
lizard,
yeah. Some people find him. We have a couple of different lizards that go out on the trail, and they earn you different raffle or additional raffle tickets if you find them out on the trail. So
it's a large green stuffed lizard, and for a few years I've strapped it to my back and rode around on my motorcycle, and I have a big roll of raffle tickets. And if anybody can catch me, they can get a raffle ticket.
Oh, if they can catch
me. And what's funny is I'm kind of fast, but I'll go to the checkpoint and I'll pull off to the side and I'll stop and sit there, and people see me and they, the lizard, and they come running over and I hand out raffle tickets. It's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. That would be
that was the highlight of my
Audrey's gonna show
I
me
gotta
a
show you the since you say did you ever catch the lizard last week, and we moved our tent, I was packing up to leave in the morning, and I caught he was so cold he actually let me catch him, but I caught this little racer dude, and then
you warm him up so he could blow away.
I gave him water and he drank water, and I set him right next to an ant pile, and he ate a bunch of little ants, and he went on his little way, and I put him back under his bush and next to a little hole, and he went in his hole and next to
see, and you're an off-roader and they think you're mean.
Oh, no, I totally see. I totally protected the dude.
See, I would do the same thing you did.
Yeah.
I
gave him some water, set him next to an ant pile, immediately went and ate some ants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres.
It was good. It was a good weekend last weekend.
I bet. Yeah. So when's your next one? Dead
our lost lizard fun run?
Well, no, your next cleanup. Because I mean,
cleanup. We actually have to talk. Anything?
I need to do the highway cleanup next month. So yeah,
next month. That's soon.
Yeah, yeah. Dock the highway. It's due. I owed him one in March, but March was too busy. So, I'm definitely the first part of April. We'll be doing a highway cleanup out at home.
We're only 3 days from April.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, either next weekend or... No, I'm just kidding. We got to take it to membership. Our general membership meeting is on Tuesday, April 6th and at Ranch House in Santee.
You're more than welcome.
Anybody is welcome to join us. And then at Ranch House, I'm going to choose with the general membership what dates will work best so I can get a couple volunteers out there and ensure that, you know, we can clean up the trash along both sides of the highway. That's near Corral Canyon.
How far do you? How many miles do you walk?
It's about one and a half. Yeah, 1.2 or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not very much. Bad. Yeah, and then it's on each side of the freeway that we do it. So it's right before the Kitchen Creek Cameron Station, the bridge.
Yeah, nobody has to run across the road. We just the outside shoulders.
Yeah. Where everybody throws their trash.
Pretty much.
A lot of stuff.
Unfortunately, the Buckman Springs rest stop was closed down for a few months.
Still closed?
When I drove through there, it didn't say that it was closed, so I believe it's still open, but I didn't stop this time. The last time I drove through 2 months ago, and I actually stopped 2 months ago. I've driven actually 4 or 5 times since then and not stopped. But
I stopped a week ago. It was closed.
It was closed? Okay, yeah. See, I wasn't sure because they took
not
the signs
down. Not yesterday,
down.
But a week ago. I went by there.
Oh.
So you probably picked them up during a cleanup.
No. Because they put a sign on the 8 freeway down in like Ocotillo as you're coming up the hill from an Inquipaw as you're coming through Devil's Canyon.
They also light it up on one of those signs.
On one of the signs and it says rest stops closed. And I didn't see that. That sign wasn't there.
I thought it
was open. But no, it's not. It was supposed to be open by now.
It should have been open months ago.
It's taken forever to.
Yeah, that's why that makes sense because when I drove through.
If we really need it, we should call Brian Jones' office and ask them to lean on Caltrans.
Yeah, get with the program. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Yeah.
What's bad is because the rest stop's closed, and truckers, unfortunately, with their golden pee bottles, like to leave them on the side of the freeway.
Yeah,
and it gets really bad.
Yeah, they told us we can leave those.
We can leave those. But
Don't worry about that.
It gets really bad. And so that's like one of the worst things that we see out there. And then everybody else that stops right there to go, it's not clean. It's so dirty. It's why we do what we do to keep the area open so that we have, because that leads to Corral Canyon right there. There's also right at that entrance, you could go up and it was Hang Glider Cliff back in the day, right at the Buckman Springs one.
Right.
Have you ever been up on top of those mountains right there? Oh, they're so beautiful.
See, now wouldn't that be a good thing if you went and got a bunch of homeless people and had them just do nothing but clean freeways?
Yeah.
Pay them?
Yeah.
Actually, pay them.
We can sign off. When you get a court order and you need community service hours. Yeah, we can sign that off if anybody.
Yeah, because we're a community
into
organization.
El Cajon with a bus.
Yep.
And got 20 guys and girls.
I'm sure they would.
And if you paid them minimum wage, $15 an hour, thank you very much.
Now you're going too far.
Well,
we have to pay them.
No,
we can go to Home Depot and get some guys.
Trust me, if they go to jail, we're going to pay for it. So it doesn't make any difference. But
exactly.
I mean, there's so many things we could do. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. But the homeless, that's the first group of people I'd be out there trying to help.
Yeah.
Homeless, because the majority of them are military.
Yep.
And unfortunately, nobody does anything for them. But if anybody comes in here, this country illegal, man, we're going to lay down and do whatever it takes to make them happy. I don't think that's right.
Gets my blood boiling when I think about it. I've got too many military members in my family.
Exactly.
And once you're out of the military, it's basically like you're just discarded. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
And the problem is military.
Good luck with all of your ailments and your issues.
They don't do wonderful things to their people. I mean,
no.
Agent Orange.
No.
I mean, I personally got stuck one time. They took blood out of me. Then six weeks later, put it back in. And put radiation in it to see if the blood would go to all parts of my body.
What?
I got $25.
Wow.
And I volunteered to do it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I was just a kid. I just seen $25. I was broke because, you know, you don't make any money in the military.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean.
You're being patriotic.
Yeah. Then
right?
Once you're done, they just throw you. That's why so many of them go back in because there's no support.
Yeah.
I know they're trying, but there's no support. But be that as may, that's my soap opera. I mean, I still think this is my last statement on that. We should take care of everybody that's in the United States first. Then we can reach out and help others.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that's what the country's all about.
Especially
we are willing to help. But
that was the big appeal of Donald Trump.
Right.
He was putting Americans first.
Right. Yep.
And that really resonated with a lot of people. Yeah.
But he never said ignore people that want to come into this country legally.
No he didn't.
No. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I know it's yours as well.
Yeah.
But
especially for the off-roaders,
man.
Those of us that like to get out there and explore, we usually are one of the hardest working ones out there. That's why we get out and explore. It's our stress relief. It's what resets my mind, my body, and my soul.
Plus, you get to drive your fun toys.
Oh, I love driving my fun toys. But again, it's...
So there's, a buddy of mine, the owner of Bon Giovanni's, he likes rubbing my nose and the fact that he's got a new side-by-side. So he shows me that I'm out in the desert today. Isn't this nice, Dave? You know.
And it's a beautiful day to be out in the desert. It's gorgeous out there.
70 degrees.
It wasn't hot. I was down there yesterday. It was not hot.
No, it wasn't the 70s. I think.
Yeah.
60s or
70s. It was nice.
I think it was like 73 out there.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. One of the most gorgeous times.
Until you've been to the desert,
only a couple weeks left.
You don't know what you're missing.
Only a couple more weeks left.
Then what happens? It closes?
It gets
hot. It's too hot. It's way too hot to go riding out there. Way too hot to go riding out there. And you don't want to put yourself in danger if you go out in the middle of the, you know, after Easter. Easter weekend's the last weekend.
Will your little lizard friend be okay?
Yeah, he should make it. They bury themselves in the dirt and everything.
Yeah. And he likes the heat anyway, right?
Yeah. But we protect him.
So what's
That's
his,
one of the things
so
we do.
So what's his name?
That's why you should become a member of San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
So what's his
Help
name?
Help us protect Max the lizard.
You named the little lizard you saved last weekend.
Oh, well, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't name him.
What a terrible mother. What a terrible mother.
That's why I have no kids.
Everything.
That's right. San Diego Off-Road Coalition, how much does it cost?
$25 annually gets you a membership for the year. You can take that to our sponsors like FaZe Power Sports, and you show your card and you get a discount when you're going to buy your gear. Go to 4Wheel Parts, you get a discount when you're going to get merchandise for your vehicle.
And all those participators
support those
are on the
support
website.
Support your sport. Yep. SDORC.org.
Don't forget it, folks. Hey, you thought that you were done? No, we're coming back for another hour. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.